Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. Today is my college football legend video. Tony Robinson, quarterback, University of Tennessee. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it. Here on 100 Yards Football, I'm your host, Mr. Football Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Tony Robinson, I got to think a little bit about this young man out of Leon High School in Tallahassee, Florida, home base of the Florida State Seminoles. When we talk about football players that played at a high level, especially on the college level, I think Tony Robinson, and I have not seen a lot of other quarterbacks play in person, but I saw this gentleman play in person, and he was a guy. And I'll be honest, we talk about the quarterback position today, Tom Brady. We talk about Kyler Murray. We talk about Lamar Jackson. We talk about Randall Cunningham, but at the end of the day, for my money, I'm going to go out there and put a stamp on it. Tony Robinson was the best quarterback I've seen play up close and personal. And if you've been watching 100 Yards Football, I always tell you I got an opportunity to see Eldridge Dickey play at Tennessee State in 1966. Well, this young man here, I saw him play twice in college. No, let me back up. Three times in college. And every time I saw him play, I was like a kid that couldn't believe what I was watching. I was lost for words because this gentleman right here, his skill set was outstanding. Think about this. He came out of Leon High School. And I asked myself, why Florida State really never offered him? Well, if you do your back channel work on Tony Robinson, you'll understand why. Because he's a guy that threw for 6,510 yards and 75 touchdowns in high school. But there was people out there questioning him being 6'4", 170 pounds. They didn't really know whether or not he had the weight to play at a high level in college. But when you look at all the great African-American college quarterbacks has played this game. Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Andre Ware, Cam Newton, Quincy Carter, Joe Hamilton, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Vince Young, Warren Moon, and T. Martin that played in Tennessee. This gentleman's skill set is just as good as any of those players I just mentioned. And maybe the best of all time. Now, granted, he didn't get to play in the National Football League. And if you look up Tony Robinson, you know his history and what happened. But I'm telling you, when this young man played, it was must-see TV. When I came to knowledge of Tony Robinson was October 13, 1984. And think about this. Tony Robinson came to Tennessee in 1982, and he had to wait 2 years behind Alan Cockrell. Clearly, clearly Tony Robinson was the better quarterback. But what happened going into Tony Robinson's junior year, Alan Cockrell got drafted in the first round by the San Francisco Giants in Major League Baseball. And he went on and played professional baseball. Well, Tony Robinson got his opportunity. And that October 13th, 1984, they played the Florida Gators. They had Ricky Nitell, Curran Bell, John L. Williams, and Neil Anderson. And in that game, Tony Robinson came of age. He threw for a school record 371 yards, and he threw three touchdowns. But the thing what I like about him, the delivery of his ball, he threw a 52-yard strike to Tim McGee. Man, it was beautiful. Must-see TV. Playground action at a high level. Then you know what? The next week he came back against Alabama, and he put on the show and led Tennessee over then our Alabama team quarterback Vince Sutton to a comeback victory. And I said, you know what? This guy's pretty good, man. So that November, I said, I'm going to go up and see him play against a good Memphis State team. They had Tim Harris, Eric Fairs, Pumpkin Williams, Dennis Spaulding. Tennessee played Memphis on homecoming. Excuse me. And Tennessee won that game 41-9. And what I remember about that game, it was in a driving rainstorm. And Tony Robinson that day threw for three touchdowns, and he threw a 60-yard strike to Tim McGee. And he finished the 84 season because he was injured in three games that year with 1,963 yards and 14 touchdowns. But what I was intrigued about was his skill level, man. And the 85 season was probably one of the best college football seasons that I witnessed early on. I had moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. And I said, you know what? I'm going to watch this young man on a high level. Opening game of the season against UCLA, he put on the show. But then the game ended in a 26-26 tie. And you could tell Keith Jackson and Frank Broyles. Frank Broyles, the former coach at the University of Arkansas, picked Sui. And Keith Jackson, the renowned voice for college football, after they came out of that UCLA game, they said, you know what? You could tell in their announcing. You can tell in their spirit. They haven't seen nothing like they was looking at this young man out of Tallahassee, Florida, from Leon High School, Tony Robinson. Well, on that September 28th day, 1985, this is where greatness was born. The Auburn Tigers came up to Neyland Stadium, ranked number one. They had the great Bo Jackson, who ended up winning the Heisman Trophy that year. But he shouldn't. But the best player in the country at that time was Tony Robinson. And I was in the stands, and what I was looking at, I said, I saw this young man play the year before. I'm talking of Tony Robinson. And he was throwing the ball in a driving rainstorm, putting on the show. Beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. 80 degrees. Over close to 100,000 fans. And it was beautiful that day. And I said, you know what? In my mind, God kept telling me I'm finna see greatness. I'm finna see something I never seen happen in this football game. Tony Robinson. That day, school record, 387 yards, two touchdowns. But that opening series, the second series, I'm sorry, go back and watch that game. Now, the opening series, he had that 39-yard scramble. Beautiful. The thing about it was that when he was scrambling, he was a guy that, like, his feet were coming off the turf and that beautiful 6'4 body and maybe 200 pounds was just like gliding like a seagull. gliding like a hawk. It was special. Then coming back, the second series in that football game, Tennessee recovered a fumble. The next play, Tony Robinson play action, went back and threw that beautiful spiral to Tim McGee. And the crowd went crazy. It felt like the stadium was shaking. And the Auburn Tigers didn't know what was happening. And that day, 4 touchdowns, 259 yards. But this is the thing about it. When you see greatness at a level that a player is so much better than anybody else on the field, it's something to see. O.J. Simpson, when he was with USC, that 1960, and that run against UCLA. Muhammad Ali beating Cassius Clay, formerly known as Muhammad Ali, beating Sonny Liston in Miami in 1964. Sugar Ray Leonard winning an Olympic gold medal in 76 in Montreal. Herschel Walker in 1981 in the Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame. Those are the sports moments that I experienced watching Tony Robinson that day, baby. Then you think about the following week, October the 7th, 1985, and you're looking on your screen right now, you're looking at him on the front cover of Sports Illustrated, the Tennessee Walsh. It's only 6 million people in the state of Tennessee. You don't know how that state erupted back in 1985. And think about the team we played on 85. Tim McGee, NFL Cincinnati. Joey Klinscales, NFL. Pittsburgh, Charles Davis, who plays safety. Right now you're seeing him doing his draft stuff on the NFL Network. Bruce Wilkerson, offensive tackle, Las Vegas Raiders. Formerly, I was married to his second cousin. And Daryl Smith, another left tackle that played with the Seattle Seahawks. Those was his teammates in 1985. But the thing I come away with for Tony Robinson is that from October the 7th in 1985, his career ended 2 weeks later in the game against Alabama. He was injured in the fourth quarter on a tackle by Cornelius Bennett, a defensive tackle, Kirk Jarvis. But leading up to October the 19th, 1985, I had never experienced a football player that made a bigger impact on college football, probably since Joe Namath did when he came to the University of Alabama in 1962. And when you look at Tony Robinson, it's a shame that he didn't get an opportunity to really play in the National Football League. He did, as I'm going to move on and tell you at the end of this video. But the skill set with Tony Robinson was everything you look for in a quarterback going into the 2022 NFL draft. His arm strength was outstanding, A+. His release was an A+. His release and quickness, A+. The touch, A+. The poise of playing the position, A+. The field vision, A+. The mobility, the ability to scramble, know when to take off, A+. Becoming a rushing threat, A+. All you got to do is go back and look on YouTube and pull up Tennessee versus Auburn, September 28, 1985. Look at that 39-yard scramble. The foot quickness this young man had, A+. The ball handling, A+. The leadership, A+. And the FBI football intelligence, A+. It's really a shame that he really didn't really get to do his thing at the next level. We know about his story. He had issues after his knee injury. Really got him some serious trouble. Did some time in prison. But to show you how much he made an impact in the NFL. He played in 1987. He was a replacement player. And he was a very, very big part of the Washington Redskins winning the Super Bowl that year under Doug Williams. And that strike short of the season. And think about October the 19th, 1987. Watching Monday Night Football, he came on the place. I can't remember the young man that got injured in that football game, but as a replacement quarterback and led a 13-7 upset of the Dallas Cowboys. And that was a Cowboys football team that had Tony Dorsett, they had Ed Tudor Jones, and they had Randy White, who broke the picket line and played. And he made a pass in that game, and it just brought back memories of me watching him up close and personal playing at the University of Tennessee. You talk about football players, you talk about individuals that make your life so special. Tony Robinson was that football player, man, at the University of Tennessee. From 1984 to 1985, it was electric. That first month in 1985 was electric when he was on the field against Auburn. It was electric when he opened up against UCLA that year. It was electric when he played in November back as a junior. I saw him in the driving rain against Memphis State. You talk about great players. Tony Robinson was one of the best that done it on the college level in a short time. And as I'm going to say one more time, when you look at all the great African-American quarterbacks that's played college football, from Cumnage Holloway at Tennessee, to T. Martin at Tennessee, to Michael Vick at Virginia Tech, to Randall Cunningham in Las Vegas, Nevada, to Steve McNair at Alcorn State, to Joe Hamilton at Georgia Tech, to Quincy Carter at Georgia, to Cam Newton at Auburn, to Reggie Collier at Southern Mississippi, to Andre Ware at Houston, to Vince Young at Texas, to T. Martin at Tennessee. I brought him up one more time. And one morning at the University of Washington, Tony Robinson, in his short period of time at Tennessee, in 1.5 seasons, might have been the best African-American quarterback to play at a Power Five school. He was special, man. And there's no doubt in my mind, if things didn't go unfortunate for him in that Alabama game on October 19th, 1985, Tony Robinson would have been a hell of a football player in the National Football League. But he had his short time, October 19th, 1987, Monday Night Football, as a replacement player, leading Washington to an upset of the Dallas Cowboys, 13-7. And that game played a big part in the Redskins winning the Super Bowl that year. If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor to talk about this great man from the University of Tennessee, my home state, Mr. Tony Robinson, out of Leon High School, Tallahassee, Florida. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'd like to give special thanks to Mr. Logan Landers, my producer, for making it happen this morning. So my final words about Tony Robinson. I moved to Knoxville 2 days before my birthday, Knoxville, Tennessee, July 15, 1985. And that summer, I spent a lot of time on the campus of the University of Tennessee, because I went to practice and I wanted to watch to see what this young man would do coming up in 1985. And the spirit and the excitement was all centered around the Tennessee football team and this young man, Tony Robinson. And all I can think about was that band out of England, Tears for Fears. And he had a song that went, "Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you." Tony Robinson, for that first month in September, he was shouting it out on a national level. Just look at the graphic right there. Him on the front cover of Sports Illustrated, October the 7th, 1985. Man, he was a hell of a football player and a hell of a quarterback. It's an honor and a pleasure to watch him play during that short period of time up close and personal.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you. Have a phenomenal week this week. We got 2 weeks before the NFL draft. Be blessed. I'm Vincent Turner of 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.